USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Tampa, Florida. An active shooter situation was initially reported in MacDill Air Force Base a short time ago, but apparently it did not involve the base itself. Base officials say they did issue a lockdown order, but that has since been lifted, and they say the report that triggered it was apparently because of the sound of shots fired near the base. As for the source of those shots, well, that's still an unknown. The U.S. House passing a resolution calling for limits on the president's authority to order military action against Iran. Democrats argued that the president should get authorization from Congress before deciding to go to war. New York Democrat Elliot Engel saying killing a Iranian general brought the U.S. closer to a war with Iran, the president strongly denying that during a rally in Ohio last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The debate stage in Iowa getting a little more crowded. Two new polls released yesterday by Fox News helping billionaire Tom Steyer meet the qualifications for Tuesday's showdown. Steyer is the sixth Democratic presidential hopeful to qualify for that event. America's NTSB will take part in the investigation into the plane crash in Iran this week that killed 180 people, right around the time Iran was firing ballistic missiles at U.S. forces in Iraq. It's not clear exactly how much of a role the NTSB will have, and it's not yet speculating on the cause. However, intelligence agencies in the U.S. and Europe say there's growing evidence that it may have been shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, something Iran denies. President Trump not ready to draw any conclusions.
Somebody could have made a mistake. Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question, personally.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Just getting a look at the Labor Department's job reports for December. It shows 145,000 or so jobs added last month, a number below what economists were expecting. However, the unemployment rate remained the same at 3.5%. There were increases in retail and healthcare jobs, but the mining industry lost a lot of workers. A Mexican asylum seeker is dead after slitting his own throat on a bridge over the Rio Grande. The man was denied entry trying to cross at Far, Texas on Wednesday, and authorities say he then killed himself just feet from the international border. The attorney general in the Mexican state there is investigating the death. Folks in North Texas are bracing for tornadoes, hail, and flash flooding as forecasters say a powerful storm system is moving toward the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It will bring hail, damaging winds, flooding, and possible tornadoes. And storms are expected to start developing around noon today there, continuing through the day and into the night. The storm front expected to move through the Dallas-Fort Worth area and then into Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Residents are being told to be ready for damaging winds in excess of 70 miles an hour and hail the size of golf balls, and possible tornadoes are possible there as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.